Well, about my mindset and how I built such a positive and solid mindset, I want guys to realize one thing. First, this didn't happen one day to another. When I first started this journey, I used to be a very different guy from who I am nowadays. As I said, I used to be a guy who had a lot of depression, I had a lot of social anxiety, I was very negative about myself, and quite honestly, I didn't have much faith that one day I would become great with women. Although I had one problem, and I still do, which is I have a huge problem in quitting stuff. And it was really this persistence and perseverance which kept me going over the years and kept me also taking action in this path, in which led me into becoming the man who I am nowadays. And also, I'm always constantly self-improving myself, even nowadays, so it still hasn't stopped. I also, over the years, found great influences. One of them, which I already spoke about, was Curry Sky. For me, his knowledge really changed me a lot, made me see things which I was missing, and I mean, it was really fantastic. And also other guys who have nothing to do with dating. One of them was Napoleon Hill, and I read his book, Think and Grow Rich, which for me was a really life-changing experience. It made me realize really what I wanted to do in life in when it comes to earning a living, and it made me go after the business that I'm currently building nowadays. So it was a lot to do with several influences that I found over the years, but also because I was a guy who is humble. I mean, most guys nowadays aren't humble. They are very stubborn. They have this attitude that they think they know it all. But the problem about these guys is they have this idea, they really don't get to expand their knowledge. Many times they envy guys who have more success than them and try to devalue them. The fact is, they aren't going anywhere in life, and I know a bunch of guys who are like this, and they pretty much just stop in time. They aren't going anywhere. I mean, I grow a lot over the years, and I still do, because I'm like this little sponge. I'm always constantly observing every knowledge that I can get from guys who I consider that have more success than I. So I observe all the positive things they have. I'm not afraid of asking them the advice. I'm not afraid of showing that I know less than them. And that's exactly why the reason I've become a far better man over this process. It's because I'm constantly doing this. And I'm telling guys, don't be that arrogant, stubborn guy, because that guy is not going anywhere. Just be humble and accept the fact that you don't know everything in life, and accept that others might know more than you and have more success than you. And by learning by them, by learning by those guys, and by improving your mindset, you will also start getting more of what you want in your life. So always be like that. And that's also one thing that made me become the guy who I am currently nowadays. And also from my personal experience, because I used to be a kitchen chef, and before I was a chef, I mean, I wasn't very confident. I didn't handle pressure a lot. I had difficulties in handling pressure. And once I became a chef, it really taught me to become more a guy who is more decisive, because quite honestly, you are always working and you don't have much time to take decision, or you do it or you don't do it, and if you don't do it, someone won't get their meal or something like that. So you really need to learn how to take fast decisions. I also learn how to be a guy who believes more in himself, because many times I would need to lead the team in the kitchen, so it really helped me a lot. It helped me also taught me how to handle more pressure in life, not to get so nervous so quickly and so on. So it was also due to that, and also from interacting and talking with women, meeting women, and dating women, and having sexual relationship with them also taught me how to be more calm, less needy with them, how to have a more solid mindset, and so on. So it was several aspects that helped me a lot into becoming into building this mindset that I have nowadays, but it really took me a lot of effort. It was very difficult. It was not an easy process. Anyway, both depression, social anxiety, and lack of faith. Well, as I said, when I started, I was a guy, I was exactly this. I was a guy who was very depressed. I had a shitload of social anxiety, and I didn't have much faith in myself when it came in becoming great with women. And how I got through this? I got through because I was really persistent and I took action in getting what I wanted. I mean, there was a huge problem that I had. I mean, I had this little dream, and I really believe that every single guy has this dream, has this little voice inside them, which is constantly telling them what they really want in life. But we have a tendency of just following the negative side and doing what makes us feel more comfortable immediately instead of doing what we should really do. In my case, I was really very addicted to video games. I would spend nearly my entire day just playing video games just because it was easy for me and it was a way of forgetting these little voices and not hearing it because I was concentrated in the game I was playing in front of my computer. But at the same time, what happened was I felt bad about myself because I wasn't going after what I wanted. I was building a shitload of excuses and reasons to why I shouldn't go after what I wanted. I was also building more fear because I was always focusing on that side. And I was becoming far more negative. So what I'm saying is, I really believe all of these negative things has a lot to do with lack of action. And building a dream, as I said, I really believe every guy has this, and if you are hearing this audio, you have this dream of becoming greater with women. You should not ignore this dream. Dreams are pretty much like, I see it pretty much like growing a tree. You have this small dream, which is merely just a small seed, and you plant it in the ground. And then each day you have to go there and put water. And putting water is just taking action towards what you want. And over time, that seed starts expanding. And with time, you have a large and beautiful tree. So what I'm saying is, you got that dream. And I mean, you might not have much faith that you are capable of reaching what you want, but just take action. And by taking action, your belief in yourself will start growing. And you will start believing more in yourself. You will start becoming more confident. And you will start getting more of what you want. So I gave you several tips along these audios that I've given you. And just follow what I've told you. Just take action, and your dreams will start getting more real for you. You will start believing more in yourself. Because, I mean, belief is really built by taking action. It's not built before taking action, it's built when you take action. And it's only by taking action. And the more action you take, the less depressed you will feel. Also, your social anxiety will start vanishing if you put yourself in more public places where you can interact with others, that will eventually just disappear. So it's really a question of going after what you want and stop really listening to those negative voices that you have inside your mind.